24 nautical miles off the coast of Vancouver Island, a self-propelled underwater playground called New Holland has just opened to the public. The title of the book that deals with this fascinating scenario is The City That Traveled the World. It said it will transport the reader to a submerged sanctuary of sin beyond any national jurisdiction. Wow, if you want to know more, I have just the man to tell it. The author, Mike Davis, also known as Studio Dongo, speaking with us from his home in
Lawton, Oklahoma.
Lawton, Oklahoma. Welcome, Mike. It's nice to speak with you.
I'm delighted you had me on the show, Monica.
Oh, what an amazing piece of work you seem to have created here, and I loved learning about you, your background, and your connections to El Paso. Do you want to give us the thumbnail sketch?
Sure. I'm the son of a football coach, and he was licensed to teach high school in Texas. So we moved all over Texas as he took a series of coaching jobs. He ended up teaching college football, and in fact, the last place he coached was UTEP, and he was a football coach there when the current UTEP head football coach, Sean Coogler, was still a player.
So your father, Don Davis.
My father, Don Davis.
Excellent.
Knew Sean Coogler back when.
Back when? Well, we're glad to have Coogler back. This is going to be fun.
Well, I'm excited for him, too. But, yes, my roots are Texas, all over Texas. I lived in the extreme east, the extreme north, the extreme south, and, of course, the extreme west. And my wife's from El Paso, and my family still lives in El Paso, and we spend a lot of time there. And so I'm glad that thanks to that connection, you're able to give me a little bit of exposure.
Well, I think you well deserve it, since your travels through Texas didn't hold you back. You managed to eke out a Ph.D. from Princeton, I understand.
I did indeed, in American literature.
I focused on the 19th century novel. Yes, well, and your dissertation was published by Rutledge Press.
It was.
You haven't done too badly out there. Plus, you seem to be able to write rather well. I was extremely taken with what is a prequel set in Juarez. Amazingly well written, and I was just totally engaged. I can't wait to get my hands on the whole series.
Oh, well, I'm hoping I have a chance to give a coupon code to your listeners so that they can pick up the prequel for free.
Oh, that would be super. What a nice... See? There are premiums for listening to this show, folks. Well, let's give the whole lowdown. Studio Dongo, that is the name under which you write your near future science fiction series.
Yes, near future science fiction about the colonization of the ocean.
How much of this has been done since the Jules Verne kind of thing?
Well, actually, Jules Verne gave us the first ocean-based sci-fi in 1870, mm-hmm. and what I think a lot of people overlook is that he gave us a true piece of quality writing. That's not just a good adventure story. It's an incredibly well-written book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I still remember the movie, as for that matter.
Right. It adapts well to film. Mm-hmm. It translates. It's a great story. It's timeless. And you'd think that based on the success of Verne's story, there would be a lot more ocean-based sci-fi. But actually, there just hasn't been much done with this since Verne. In the 1950s, a couple of guys, Pohl and Williamson, wrote a series of books called the Undersea Trilogy. Mm-hmm. But even though they were important and the books generated some acclaim at the time, there just hasn't been continued mining of this vein, which is strange because when you consider that our tendency as humans is to colonize the next frontier, we seem to have just leapfrogged into space as if that's what's left, as if we're done with Earth. Well, obviously we aren't. 70% of the Earth is ocean, and most of the ocean hasn't been explored. Why don't we address the final frontier that's right here before we go gallivanting off into space?
You know, in a way, I don't want to give anybody ideas, but I'm not... But the structure of what you're doing right now, basically it's the Dangler series.
It is. It's called the Dangler series, yes, because it's a bunch of cities that will be built in the future, but my book starts with just one, and there are these large pylons made of polymer foam, and they float in the ocean, and then you can attach these massive structures with cables and winches to the underside of these floating pylons, and then they stay safe well below the waves, just floating out there in the water, and of course the people who live in these submerged mm-hmm. cities are danglers.
Ah, the people are... Okay, that makes sense. Now, the first book is titled The Coogler Dynasty, which apparently had no relation to our current coach, Coogler.
Right. It has. Okay. It's not related to him. It does get back to a relation in my own life. My brother-in-law married into a family from Venezuela named the Cooglers, and so I did some looking into that name, and it turned out to work really well for the kind of story I was trying to tell. And presto magico, you end up with the Kugler Dynasty, which is a prequel. It's a fictional family with political, social, criminal connections, everything that they're going to need to pull off this sort of underwater near-future scenario that really gets going with the next book in the series.
Yes, which is The City That Traveled the World.
Correct.
And now, I don't know about plumbing the depths of the ocean, but you have plumbed the depths of your imagination, no question here. The website is a kick. I went to newhollandonline.com.
Thank you for going. I love that website.
Oh, yeah. Now, the website, tell us about the experience you've created there for us.
Well, I'd love to say I created it. A friend of mine from graduate school, his name is Steve Kaufman, and he's a genius with all things technological. And he loves the books, and he thought it would be really fun if we set up a sort of customer interface portal for people looking to book a reservation on New Holland, which is the imaginary business that's underwater.
And this is not your average cruise type thing here.
No, it stays 24 miles out to sea so that there's never any law. The rules on board.
International waters and...
Correct. It's entirely in international waters. Okay. And the rules for the people on board are... Whatever you want to do, if you can find whatever deal you want to make, if you can find someone else in the world who wants to make that deal with you, you two can meet in New Holland and do the deal, whatever it is.
Okay, so the spicy undertones here are starting to surface as we discuss this. So people are frantically entering newhollandonline.com. All right. And you have attracted some very nice attention and gotten through the first gauntlet, so to speak, of the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Award. Tell us about that process.
This is an annual contest. It used to be strictly for Americans, but this year, for the first time, it's thrown open to the entire world, although the books have to be written in English. Mm-hmm. And so what they did was they collected 10,000 submissions from novelists all over the world, and they're going to pick one in each of five categories as a winner at the end of the process. Now, I've just gotten past the first hurdle. I mean, that's when they cut from 10,000 initial entries to the 2,000 that remain. So 80% are gone, and I'm relieved to say that I made that first cut, and I hope that they find my stuff marketable enough to let me get past the second hurdle.
It's quite an exercise. Apparently, you had to create with a 300-word limit. Yours came out to 236 words. The perfect pitch for a book. You talk about torture is making it short, and then your next round, of course, is the first, how many pages you said from the...
They wanted the first 15 to 20 pages. You just find a good place to break between 15 and 20 pages, but it has to be the first pages of the book.
So you've got to grab them.
Any old random chunk.
This is fascinating. I definitely want another report on how you do in round two, because this is very, very exciting, and I'm sure you'll do well. I have to ask you, give me the background on Studio Dongo.
Actually, that is a question that comes up a lot, particularly from my parents.
So.
They know me. I'm Mike Davis. Why do they have to look up Studio Dongo when they want to find my book? But the problem with the internet for a guy named Mike Davis is that there are about a million of us out there. The most famous Mike Davis in the world is this scholar in California who wrote a book, a quite interesting book that a lot of people know, called City of Quartz. Mm-hmm. And I've actually done speaking engagements where people have come up to me afterwards and said, I really enjoyed your book, City of Quartz. And then, no, that's a different Mike Davis. It just got to be tedious, always having to clarify, I'm not this Mike Davis, I'm not that other Mike Davis. So it seemed like a good idea to go with an alias. And I adopted Studio Dongo as my pen name because it refers to René Magritte, and one key problem for my text resolved itself while I was visiting the Magritte Museum in Brussels. And in honor of Magritte, I named my fictional persona, my author alter ego, after Studio Dongo, which is the advertising agency that he ran with his brother Paul.
There are as many interesting layers in your rationale and the way you think as there are sediments in the ocean, you know? It's just, I have so enjoyed just reading about you and getting to know you in print, and I think it's just going to be a kick to read the series. Where can we get The Kugler Dynasty and The City That Traveled the World?
Well, Well, The City That Traveled the World is not available yet. It will be in May of this year.
Okay.
But for now, the book that you can get is the prequel. That's called The Coogler Dynasty, and it's available in paperback through Amazon. It's also available electronically through the Amazon Kindle. But if you want to get it for free, as I promised earlier, you can go get an electronic version from Smashwords, and that's just one word, smashwords.com. And if you do a Google search, smashwords.com plus The Coogler Dynasty, then you will be able to enter this coupon code, YR98X, and get your very own copy of The Coogler Dynasty, which is about a 440-page book in paperback form, and you'll get that completely for free as long as you enter that code in the next month.
YR98X.
That's correct.
Somebody out there, save one for me because I'm stuck on the radio. Okay. Oh, Mike, it's just a delight to get to know you a bit and to speak with you today. And I insist on your checking back with us and letting us know how the award is going and how your books are selling.
Okie doke. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk with an El Pasoan.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And if you're ever in town, you're back on air here with us.
Thanks very much, Monica.
Thank you, Mike.